Blog Talk Radio.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. Something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way. And hobble, hobble, hobble up and hit the hay cold. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. Ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks new hats cold. There ain't nobody here but us chickens, done. Nobody at all. So quiet yourself. Nobody here but us. Hang on and point that gun the other way.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto, Ripon, RFM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Series.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, welcome to The Backstory, and you know, Dave, I've got great news. I think I read the editorial, and I think it's the first or second editorial under the new opinion editor, Garth Stapley.
Yeah, it's got some teeth in it.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I hope I haven't jinxed you, Garth. This is a great editorial. The view is, in their opinion, that Stanislaus County needs to continue breaking up words, backing up words with action. Let me just read it. Terry Withrow used variations of the word partnership 14 times in Tuesday's State of the County speech. The words relationships and collaboration came up an additional 14 times combined, and he threw in cooperation and coordination 4 more times each. We might conclude, Stapley says, that getting along with other agencies is important to the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors and to Withrow, its chairman, this year. We also might yawn because we've been hearing the same thing year after year, regardless of who wields the leader's gavel. Quote, "Partnerships are the future of government," said the late Nick Blum, who said that as board chairman back in 1996, for just one example. For another, way back in 1992, then-chairwoman Pat Paul gushed about cooperation, communication. So, yeah, playing nice is a good idea. So are truth, freedom, the American way, and all the other cliches that get trotted out every time we hear electeds address the people. And is that word elected? I don't know if it's if there's red under there. What does that mean?
You didn't recognize the word.
Oh, okay. Well, elected is a word by staff primarily, referring to those people who sit at the dais, and they are elected, and some of them are tolerated, others are just disliked, but by and large, staff, I don't think, is what? Good for staff? Good for electeds?
I always thought that electeds, and I might have been a minority of you there, but electeds are the only people that really have a right to be there. They're the only people in the building that were elected by the people to go into that building and do a job. That's amazing.
What's amazing is they don't do the job. And that's one of the purposes, I think, of Garth's editorial. Further commenting on Withrow's State of the County address, Withrow went a bit further this time, philosophizing that such partnerships pave the road towards improvement. Change, he said Tuesday, comes at the speed of trust, repeating himself to make sure it sunk in. Then he added, building relationships is how trust is established. I like this next sentence.
Okay, can't wait to hear it.
Cities haven't always trusted the county or vice versa. Why should we think it's different this time? Garth,
what an editorial.
It's too bad that Garth Stapley had to cover my trial instead of my record as mayor, because that was more important back in 2003. Because when I became mayor, I didn't trust the county at all. In fact, we referred to the county side of the building as the dark side.
Oh, the House of Lords.
I didn't hear that one. The House of Lords.
So they used to say you got the House of Lords.
And on the city side, what were we called?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I can only imagine.
I can imagine. You know, and I draw some comparisons of what's going on. Well, what's going on today is worse than 1999 when I was elected. And I didn't believe in relationships at the cost of ignoring serious wrongdoing and moral turpitude even. You know, when you have, I don't know if Garth is going to want to bring this up ever again, but I recall one time, during the trial, and I had the Mediterranean Market and Grill, and Garth called. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and Garth called me and he said, I just read my story and you're not going to like it. I said, okay. So I hung up, and then I thought, how did he mean that? He just read his story and I'm not going to like it. Well, he wrote the story. What do you mean he just read it?
Was the editor Vache at the time?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure it was.
So he took a pen and quill to it.
Yeah, I think so. Anyhow, I thought that was interesting. I like to believe that that's what he meant rather than he was goading me. Like, you're not
I don't like
it.
No.
I didn't think he'd do that.
No.
So, anyhow.
He's made a mark as far as being opinion editor for the B. He's made his first mark.
I think so, so far. But he better be careful because, you know, if he goes too far, he could be reporting for the Manteca newspaper. I don't think so. Garth has institutional knowledge. He was the natural choice. I often thought, though, what if they brought in someone completely neutral or from the outside? And I thought, but he doesn't know what's going on. So,
you know, when you're completely new, like when I started at City Modesto, I should listen to my brother's advice. He said, when you're new, The people that run up to you and say, I'm here to help and here's the way things work, run. Because that's not how you want to start. Someone is grabbing on you and pulling your arm and saying, this person's this and this department does this and we're here and here's the real deal and all that. Don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in it. I should listen to them.
Well, there was, you know, that as far as on the city side, Brandvall must know by now that he's a one-term mayor. He's not going to get reelected. In fact, he'll be asked not to run.
Is that what you're hearing in the wind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you mean I don't even have to hear it. I can just see what's going on, and he hasn't done what they expected him to do.
And he's had a bruising reign.
Yeah.
As far as scandals, and oh my goodness.
Well, but speaking of Brandvall, we want to start speaking of also of who's going to replace him. And Bill Zielocki is one of those who, he's thinking about running. He's done it before. I think he wanted to run for the state assembly and then backed off, knowing that he couldn't win that one. But he thinks he might have a chance to become mayor. So Zielocki says, we're absolutely going in the right direction, and it's more than just lip service. Well, I like that phrase. I think Zielocki has really told us something here, that the first part of his sentence, we're absolutely going in the right direction, and then he modifies it by saying, it's more than lip service. Yeah, because what we've been talking about before has always been lip service. So now we want to tell you, we mean it this time. Zielocki said after the speech, on his way to visit the homeless camp under Modesto's 9th Street Bridge, it's an example, he said, of the city and county coming together to provide a temporary shelter solution to one of the trickiest problems facing communities all over the Golden State and beyond. Yeah, Bill, it's all over the world. Okay? We've just woken up to the fact that we've joined the world. We're apparently not the richest nation anymore, or we have different priorities. Priorities are that excessive capitalism has led to 1% very, very rich. And as the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and efforts to help the poor are called socialism. So we're going to have to deal with that for a couple of years.
Sounds like Huey.
Yeah. Have you got that one?
Yeah, I do.
Great. Let's play that. This is Huey Long, and here's a classic example of the rich versus the poor.
One second here.
How many men ever went to a barbecue and would let one man take off the table what's intended for 9/10 of the people to eat? The only way you'll ever be able to feed the balance of the people is to make that man come back and bring back some of that grub he ain't got no business with.
Now, how are you going to feed the balance of the people? What's Morgan and Baruch and Rockefeller and Mellon going to do with all that grub? They can't eat it. They can't wear the clothes. They can't live in the house. But when they've got everything on the God's living earth that they can eat and they can wear and they can live in, and all that their children can live in and wear and eat and all their children's children can use, then we got to call Mr. Morgan and Mr. Mellon and Mr. Rockefeller back and say, come back here. Put that stuff back on this table here that you took away from here that you don't need. Leave something else for the American people to consume.
There you go.
Not bad.
Classic.
Excellent. Yeah, leave something on the table. And you know, getting back to the notion of cooperation, communication, and partnerships, you know, I recall sitting in an economics class, and the professor said, the worst thing you can do is have partnerships. That's what he says. It's not that the two partners might not get along. It's that one wife may get a mink coat. In those days, a mink coat was something today.
Yeah,
yeah, a mink coat was a symbol of wealth.
It was, huh?
Yeah, sure. You flashed your mink coat. Then the period came where you hid your mink coat in the closet for fear somebody would know you had one. He says, but so one partner, his wife gets a mink coat, and the other partner wants a mink coat. And so pretty soon the partnership becomes unequal in the fact that it's not affordable. So here we have, this is my favorite, one of my favorites. The city and the county also joined forces setting up the downtown streets team, a garbage cleanup effort putting some homeless to work. What pathetic is this? They're offering this as a solution. You know, it's just a Band-Aid. It's not a bad idea. But, okay, let me read the rest of it. Last week, city and county leaders agreed to establish a 180-bed nonprofit-run shelter near downtown Modesto. Gee, Bill, you better check with Domo. Domo, the downtown, was called the Downtown Community Benefit District. It's a part of city government that you sold. Okay? Because government is for sale or for rent. And you sold downtown Modesto when you allowed its creation by using our taxpayer money to give to this nonprofit that now is making, what, maybe over $1 million a year, and I think it's for the next 15 years. So I didn't vote for anybody on the board of directors of Domo. I think, who is it, Josh Bridegroom?
I believe so.
Yeah, who's Josh Bridegroom? I didn't give him a vote. Where did he come from? He worked for the city and created this model called Domo. And the city thinks, and the county thinks, that that's a good partnership. One of the things that Domo is supposed to do is clean up downtown. Well, what are we doing here? There's now another, it's probably not a, I don't know, it probably isn't a nonprofit yet, but it is called the Downtown Streets Team, a garbage cleanup effort, putting some homeless to work. All the marketing words that you need. So Zalaki says, it's not insignificant, Zalaki said, although much rent remains to be done. Bill, it is insignificant. Okay? It's presenting a straw solution to a serious problem. Okay? You know, don't even talk about it unless it's going to be something that is significant, something where down the road people will remember you did it. Okay? I wanted that Domo project, what they do for us. Well, okay, let's see. Stapley goes in. Well, I say Stapley. It's the Modesto Bee editorial board. It says we need not just triage housing. but lots more transitional housing and affordable housing reflecting real steps towards solving the homeless crisis, at least locally. Well, I guess, Garth, you know, you have to realize that we don't want to build houses that are too good, and we don't want to feed these people, and we don't want to treat them that way. Because if we do, you know what will happen? More people will come. You don't treat these people like human beings. You treat them like pigeons. And if you feed pigeons, they'll stay. They won't leave. So there are people out there that we have to recognize, and there are people in elected office who really, what they really want is exclusion. Hide them somewhere. As long as they're not on my doorstep, I don't need a solution. Well, while Stapley was not an editor at the time, I did read an article in the Los Angeles Times and about the use of old motels to rehab them and provide housing for the homeless, and it concentrated on the veterans. Because in order for this to be a success, and it was smart to make sure that your first venture was a success. But the Los Angeles County of Los Angeles, the City of Los Angeles, Planning Commission papers were there. The financing, the Los Angeles, I put that in a packet and I gave it to every member of the City Council and every member of the Board of Supervisors. They ignored it.
Well, someone in Turlock must have listened. Because their council's directed them to come up with a path. So Turlock's up, someone listened.
Well, but I did, you know, at that time, I remember talking to Withrow. I said, you know, this is being ignored. Well, yeah, it was ignored because it came from Sabatino. Sabatino's to be ignored. Don't give him credit for anything he's done. Just try and nail him when you can. Well, good luck. Anyhow, and Withrow said, oh, yeah, well, we're all over that. No, you're not. You had a meeting at Scenic General Hospital with the La Loma residents, and Terry, they handed you your head. Someone wonders why you were even there. It wasn't your district, but these people were mad, okay? And I brought some of those flyers about the Los Angeles project.
He gave them the whole general plan.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah. They didn't want these people to know about it, because they had this little plan, you know, what, 60 beds at Scenic. Well, Stapley goes on to say that we need to see more collaboration among not just the county and its nine cities, but water districts. There is hope of blocking the infamous state water grab, a real threat to the area's economic prosperity. You know, the way to solve problems is to go to the source, not to continually tip. Well, going on to say, he says, and all must join to produce groundwater plans that will not only satisfy state water officials, but help protect that critical resource. It's a strong point for us since the city joined the Modesto Irrigation District 25 years ago to provide treated river water, easing demand on our aquifer and allowing it to rebound nicely. Well, I've seen Garth at the MID meetings. I'm wondering why he went off into this water thing. I guess it was a salute to Mike Dunbar, who worked very hard on water. And so Garth threw in a couple of paragraphs about water and trying to tie it to a better economy? How does that help the homeless? I don't know. He's finishing up on water. He says, Turlock's troubled aquifer must heal as well, and that city is working with Ceres and the Turlock Irrigation District on a plan to build a similar treatment plant that would turn Tuolumne River water into tap water. That would relieve the pressure on wells in Turlock and Ceres, as well as the nearby towns of Keys, Dunair, and unincorporated areas of the city south of Modesto. Well, okay. Not an A+, but an A. And we'll thank Garth for this.
It's a new theme. It's a new feeling to it.
Yeah. But I guess the advice to Garth is don't poke too many people in the eye because they'll poke you back. But this I like. You know, I got this sheet of, you know, I was talking about picking up garbage. All the people that pick up garbage. Well, the Miracle Mile, that used to be the slogan for Michigan Avenue in Chicago. What we have here is the Miracle Square Mile of the downtown community benefit district, now called Domo. And the boundaries of that are between G&L and 7th and Needham. Okay? And that is a improvement district, I guess is what you'd want to call it. And they do pressure washing, picking up the garbage, law enforcement. But now, Domo, I guess that's their job. We also have the DID. That's duplicative, but they want to get rid of the Downtown Improvement District, take it over with Domo, and get that money that's given to the DID to them. Okay? It's follow the money in some cases. I brought up the thing that they get $12,000 a year out of the library. You would think they'd pressure wash the patio there maybe once a month. What does that cost?
Fix the letters that are falling off the sign out front.
Right, right. So now you got a new outfit, Downtown Streets team. They're going to go pick up garbage. Well, I was really... here's what Domo has done for us. In that mile, they said they've picked up 24,828 pounds of trash. They've had 75 calls for service. 32 graffiti spots removed. And 403 patron interactions. I guess they count the cocktail parties. Well, this was in December. 1 square mile, they say, of endless possibility. We're going to have more tomorrow. We're going to get better and better at this. And we want to thank you. Look, tell your friends. All they have to do is pull out their cell phones and call 846-1814, and we will get you on the air. And here's some comments from you. What do I think we can talk about? We will see you or talk to you tomorrow at 11. Thanks for listening.